Welcome to the Checkout by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some exciting developments in retail, media, and marketing. From groundbreaking podcast milestones to bold moves in the coffee and football worlds, we've got you covered. First up, Waitrose's podcast Dish has just hit a massive milestone. According to Retail Times, Dish from Waitrose has become the world's most successful branded podcast, surpassing 1 billion combined downloads, views, and listens since it launched in 2022. Hosted by Nick Grimshaw and Angela Hartnett, it's the only branded podcast featured in both the Apple and Spotify top 100 charts globally, and in the UK top 20. More than half of Waitrose app visits are now driven by customers seeking food inspiration, showing how the podcast is reshaping how people shop and cook. Waitrose is also launching a new weekly YouTube series to build on this success, aiming to deepen customer engagement through food storytelling. Next, in the world of football and coffee, JDE Peet's has unveiled a clever new global platform. Retail Times reports that, official sponsor of Staying Awake, is designed to turn late-night football fandom into the ultimate coffee occasion. With major matches airing at midnight, 2 a.m., or dawn across different time zones, JDE Peet's is positioning coffee as the natural drink for fans to stay alert and engaged. The campaign flips the usual football drinking culture on its head by replacing beer with coffee in its ads, running across out-of-home, digital, and social channels worldwide. This initiative also ties into JDE Peet's broader, Reignite the Amazing, transformation, focusing on culturally relevant, occasion-led marketing. Turning to retail mergers, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority has launched a formal investigation into eBay's proposed acquisition of Depop. Retail Gazette tells us the CMA began its Phase 1 review on June 9, with a deadline of August 6 to decide if a deeper Phase 2 probe is needed. This move comes after eBay announced its $1.2 billion acquisition of the fashion resale platform from Etsy earlier this year. eBay's CEO, Jamie Yannone, said the deal will help deepen their relationship with younger shoppers and strengthen their position in the pre-loved fashion market. The CMA's review will focus on potential competition concerns in the UK second-hand industry. Meanwhile, a youth health charity called Bite Back has raised alarms about junk food advertising on social media. Retail Gazette reports that Bite Back analyzed Instagram and TikTok posts from the top 10 fast food chains popular with young people, including KFC, Domino's, and McDonald's. They found that 72% of food posts featured products high in fat, sugar, or salt, and 80% used tactics targeting young people like influencer partnerships and branded merchandise. The charity highlights that social media advertising escapes current restrictions that limit unhealthy food ads before 9 p.m. One positive note, McDonald's is the only brand restricting access to its Instagram account for under 16s. Finally, a quick look at Boots, which has opened a beauty-only concept store in Bristol. This new store focuses exclusively on beauty products, aiming to create a specialized shopping experience. While details are still emerging, Retail Gazette notes this move reflects Boots' strategy to innovate in retail formats and cater to specific customer interests. It's a sign of how retailers are adapting to changing consumer behaviors and preferences in the competitive beauty market. That's a wrap for today's edition of The Checkout. From podcasts breaking records to coffee campaigns energizing football fans, and from major acquisitions to social media scrutiny, the retail and marketing worlds are buzzing with innovation and challenges. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more updates.